Blood and Sugar by Laura Shepherd Robinson. Read by Ben Onwukwe. The worst surprises are those we think we see coming. Amelia Bradstreet called at my London townhouse at a little after 9 in the evening on the 21st day of June, 1781. I was playing with Gabriel at the time, lining up rows of lead soldiers on the turkey rug in my bookroom, so that he could knock them down with a stick. My infant son's delight in this simple activity was matched only by my own, yet the rap at the front door extinguished all such pleasure in a moment. A week ago, at around this hour of the evening, a young gentleman had called at the house without invitation, and I feared that this same troublesome individual had now returned. Yet when my butler knocked and entered, he swiftly disabused me of that notion.
"There is a lady to see you, Captain Corsham."
Pomfret handed me the card on his tray. "Mrs. Bradstreet," I read.
"She says that you knew her once as Amelia Archer."
I stared at him in surprise. Tad's sister. It must have been over 10 years since I'd seen her last. Dimly I recalled a thin, bookish, bird-like girl with her brother's large grey eyes and pale skin. I'd been in America when she'd left England and had consequently missed much of the scandal that had attended her departure. She had returned last year after the death of her husband, and Caro had been adamant that we should not receive her. As far as I was aware, nobody did. I hesitated, pondering her motives. Had Tad sent her here? What could she want?
"She came in a hired carriage, sir. No servant to speak of. Shall I tell her that you are indisposed?"
Pomfret, like my wife, was a stickler for the proprieties. Not the fact of the thing, but the look of the thing. Some call it hypocrisy, others society. For my part, I'd seen men entangled in their own entrails upon the battlefields of the American Rebellion, and the crimes of the drawing room seemed small by comparison. Nor was I minded at that moment to please my wife. Call it my own act of rebellion, if you will. Show her into the drawing room, would you, Pomfret, please? I dispatched Gabriel into the care of his nursemaid and went to the console mirror in the hall to retie my cravat and straighten my periwig. Then I walked into the drawing room where Amelia Bradstreet was waiting. She did not look like a widow, was my first thought. She was standing in the center of the room, gazing about at the furniture and the silver and the portrait of Caro by Thomas Gainsborough over the fire. My eyes were drawn at once to her gown, which was close-fitting with bared shoulders, the silk a rich and vibrant shade of indigo. She had matched it with a cashmere shawl, embroidered with golden flowers, and an amethyst necklace. She turned, and we appraised one another. I recalled that Amelia was 3 years younger than Tad and I, which would make her 27 years old.